Today, the Czech company Tatra is known for making trucks, but in the past it made cars, including some of the all-time classic Czech automobiles. As part of a plan to bring back some of its classic cars, Tatra had the novel idea of allowing the public to vote on which should be revived. The outcome of the poll has just been announced, and the winner is the aerodynamic Tatra T87, as driven by the great Czech explorers Hanzelka and Zygmunt. Jan Richter has this report.
The famous aerodynamic Tatra 87 may be seen on the road in the Czech Republic and elsewhere once again. The Tatra truck manufacturer based in Kopřivnice in northern Moravia has announced the results of a public poll about which of its vintage models should be revived. The Tatra T87 has won with over 72,000 out of a quarter of a million votes cast. Prague-born architect Ivan Margolius is an expert on Czech design and the author of a monograph simply entitled Tatra. On the phone from London, he says that the choice did not surprise him.
The most famous car Tatra made in 1936 started the first production. And so it's natural that it's been chosen as the most admired car throughout the world anyway, not just in the Czech Republic. But it's not surprising that it wants to be reproduced because it's sought after and not many of the original models are left. It was such a pioneering design in those days as a streamlined model, and no other factory made a similar car throughout the world, so it is very famous from that point of view.
The Tatra T87 was launched in 1936 and soon became popular with drivers in Central Europe and other parts of the world. Proud owners of the T87 included the writer John Steinbeck, the Egyptian king Farouk I, and the German general Erwin Rommel. The T87's finest hour then came after the Second World War, when two Czech travelers, Hanzelka and Zygmunt, drove the large streamlined car around Africa and South America. Ronald Adams is the Tatra CEO, and he explains the planned revival.
This is for marketing. You know, the Tatra name, in fact, the Tatra cars traveled all over the world in the 50s and 60s. And now, as we expand our truck business globally, this is all designed to reintroduce or bring back the name Tatra in many markets.
Tatra ceased producing cars some 11 years ago and will have to rely on others for the reproduction of the T87.
Not actually be a manufacturer. Our plan is to decide on a chassis and drivetrain that's in existence with one of the large car manufacturers, and then to actually have the Tatra body, which is what everybody looks for, on top of that chassis and drivetrain. We won't be making or manufacturing anything except the body.
What numbers are you considering? How many Tatra 87 will actually be made?
A very limited edition. I think no more than 100 per year of each model would be the maximum.
The revived T87 will also have to comply with all today's safety and environmental requirements. Ronald Adams says his company is ready to take on that challenge too.
Well, we have to cope with it. This is an engineering challenge. You know, the body appearance is what we're going for with the Tatra name. So we have to engineer it so that it meets the current requirements for safety and whatnot.
Tatra is expecting to find a suitable chassis and engine producer by the end of the year, and then finally decide if the classic T87 will be put on the road again.
Jan Richter with that report.